Visit riotheatre.ca/schedule to join the community fight back for the rights of the Rio Theatre. Visit facebook.com and search Rio Theatre.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displace Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Hi, I'm David Love Jones, and you're tuned in to African Rhythms, the best in jazz, Latin, and soul, new and old, 101.9 FM, CITR, UBC Radio, Vancouver.
I know your son needs you, and I can understand that. But it hurts me even more knowing the hell you're gonna have to go through. I know you think when you get back, everything is gonna be rearranged. But a mammy still lives there, ain't nothing changed. The girl is still childish and selfish. You think you can change her when her own mother failed? But that's alright. Go on. That's what makes you satisfied. Go on back. Feed her selfish pride. I wanna say it again. Go too long. She bragged, she said she knew your weakness, and you never were too strong. She said your son was the one thing you loved more than anything else, and she would use him if she had to get you back for herself right now, but that's all right. That's all right. I said that's all right because I was noticing that the only thing
thing that bothered you about you and her ever breaking up was the fact that she was living with someone else, and you can't stand that. Your ego won't let you accept someone else having what you had. That's why I'm not worried about you leaving. You may move out, but you'll be back 2 or 3 times a week, just like you did before. It's done got good to you, and I know that. Because we had some good times together. We had some loving times together. Let's remember the good times. Do you remember the good times? I remember. You found someone. And I think I'll be happy with the someone I found. So that leaves nothing but the best for both of us. So let us not be upset about it. Because we had some good times together. We had some loving times together. Let's remember the good times. Do you remember the good times? I remember. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June. The sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, 110 in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Ellie Mae in a red Chevrolet I needed some time for things. I caught your little eye and I swore it was winking. You were 31, I was 17. I knew nothing about love, you knew everything. But I sat down beside you on a front porch swing, wondering what the coming night would bring. It climbed in the sky and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of my gown. I thought it would melt me. I threw back my hair like you weren't there, and you sipped on your cocoa beer. Walk for a mile, just you and me. We sat in the park on the grass in the dark, and I saw the sunrise. I became a woman. Do you understand that 10 years has gone by since I saw the look in your eye? But the memory, oh, it still lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I felt the time. Oh, I feel the touch, baby.
the bad times that you and I both remember. And through it all, we both know that now is the time.
Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. And of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, and we're on UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM. After a 5-year absence, I believe I have my guest out there. Jessica, are you out there?
I'm out there.
Oh my gosh, there you are. Live from Nanaimo, British Columbia, once again. So how have you been? Well, we probably talked for a year or two after your last performance or appearance.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, some exciting things. We're going to get into those a little bit later. Jessica managed to go down to California on a conference and meet up with Stevie Wonder. And so we've got a little bit of exclusive, never played on the radio before, live footage of Jessica jamming with Stevie. I mean, that's something to wave a flag about, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends, actually, they're just like, when they introduce me to people, it's so funny. They're like, oh, and this is my friend Jess, and she sang with Stevie Wonder.
Well, it would take some doing to top, say, you singing with India Ari. I've done a nice little re-edit. Jessica, both times, Jessica Rathwell is your last name, by the way. But both times, I guess the first time, we talked about it on the previous show, India Ari invited you up on stage. You blew everybody's minds with your performance that time. The second time, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I've got it all recorded from two different things. There was something on YouTube, and we got a little bit of that. But then you gave me an exclusive, the final part of your performance. So I pieced it together in my SoundForge editing program, and boom. We have a full performance of India Ari introducing you and you live. So, but I mean, I want to play just a couple of other things first. Jessica, we're going to, I mean, of course, Etta James. When we started, did you hear that Millie Jackson we were getting into?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't she? She's pretty killer just the way, you know, she's not trained in the traditional sense, but instead she's just sort of raw talent.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. She's killer, all right. That's a pretty good word to describe her. Millie Jackson, like, can't really get too much better than that.
I mean, I think that Caught Up is one of the epic kind of soul albums,
shall we say.
Yeah. And then the follow-up. You know, I play from both albums like they're just one album, but Caught Up and Still Caught Up, to me, they're just the same album. because Etta James just passed, and there's a lot of, I think there was a lot of sadness over the tragedy of her incredible life.
It was a big moment. I mean, it's one of those moments where, like, you read about it and you'll always remember, what was I doing the day I found out that Etta James passed? What an extraordinary talent, and it's just so hard to imagine the world without Etta James.
I know.
That last and... Tell Mama and just like how many classic songs, I'd Rather Go Blind.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should mention that track, but I've got that very track coming up, I'd Rather Go Blind, because for sure, it's one of those definitive all-time soul performances that just cannot be matched. It's of that kind of status, I have to say. But I mean, we should also mention to the listeners that coming up a little bit later, boy, we've got more Jessica treats on the way. We've got Desiree cover version of
You Gotta Be.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Fabulous song.
For sure. Well, that's going to be coming up a little bit later, but first we're going to do it. We're going to play all-time classic track from Etta James, and then after that, I think we might have to just put in a little bit of Curtis Mayfield, then we can come back and talk again. Etta James on African Rhythms, my special guest from Nanaimo, British Columbia, killer soul singer, Jessica Rathwell. We'll be right back.
why I'm here to say, keep peace with me and I with you. Let me love in my own way. Thank you.
I'm David Love Jones, and of course, you're listening to African Rhythms. We're here up on University British Columbia 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. My special guest, Jessica, is on the line from Nanaimo, British Columbia, right?
Right.
Not too far away.
No, just hopping to skip across the water.
Yeah, but we should give people a little bit of history. Jess, is you've been studying and singing soul music for a while. In fact, you studied under Riley Inge, a local singer who did a Temptations backup group for a while. You were studying with him, right?
Yeah, I was studying with him for about a year, quite a long time ago, actually. But
yeah,
I give him a lot of credit for a lot of what I do, because I mean, I'm a pretty soulful person before, but then I met him and we just really clicked. And
he's a really good guy. Yeah, no, Riley. Yeah, no, he is. Like, I've had him on Black History Month show before, and of course, February is Black History Month. Mm-hmm. We'd pretty much be celebrating every show as per usual, so that's no problem. We started with Etta James from the Tell Mama album, and then we went into the Curtis Mayfield.
We the people
who are darker than blue, should I say? Which is a fantastic, socially conscious song.
But I'm really glad that I just heard it, because I really liked it.
Yeah, no, it's a really deep song. And I think the last one there, which is another person I wanted to bring to your attention, and that's Ellen McEwain, a phenomenal talent living in Alberta, Canada. But she jammed in the earlier days when she was on Polydor, that album's from, with Jimi Hendrix. So she's got some credibility. She plays slide guitar herself. So.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a track, the name of the album is We the People, some great Canadian content, epic Canadian content. Underground River, Ellen McEwain wrote that. So
really?
It's really neat stuff. We were saying to the listeners how you took a fantastic trip with your dog. What's your dog's name again?
Her name is Goldina.
Goldina, yeah.
Goldina.
Yeah, so you got to bring Goldina on the plane. To see, there's some advantages to being visually impaired. You get to bring your dog on the plane. Like, that's not bad, eh?
No, it's absolutely not bad. And I love riding on the ferry, because it says when you get on, pets are restricted to the vehicle deck. And I just kind of think in my head, ha ha, like the dog's in the car.
Yeah, totally. So anyway, you brought Goldina down to a conference that you were checking out, right? What was that all about?
That was the International Persons with Disabilities Conference, put on by California State University.
That's really cool. So all of a sudden, well, we saw the photo, we had that up on Facebook of you, what looked like some kind of a hotel room, and you were together with Stevie. Then watching the video, it seems like you were outside. You just started jamming along with Stevie. You start with My Sherry Amour, and then it's like just called Say I Love You, and then you started singing Living for the City. I love that part where you just start singing and Stevie's like, whoa, she could really sing. You know?
That was just like one of those most amazing moments of my life, because it's crazy, like, how it all started was, I'm going to tell you the whole story here, because it's exciting. I was at the conference, and I was in my hotel room, actually, giving Goldina her dinner, and my dad, who works in the field of visual impairment, wow, I cannot speak today, he went up to a suite in the hotel room to go and give someone his business card, or I don't know, do something, and Stevie was up there in the suite, and he didn't really believe that it was him, and so he kind of just like whispered to somebody else who was there, like, is that? And they're like, yeah, it is. And so he ran back down to our room, which was like 18 floors below. And he's like, Jessica, come here, like, you're never gonna believe who's up there. And I was like, no way, because like, there was rumor that he might be at the conference, but we weren't totally sure. So I thought, well, maybe. But I just freaked out. And so we ran back up there to the 18th floor or wherever the suite was. And yeah, I started talking with the people there who were from an organization called Symbiaro Group, which makes TPS products for people who are visually impaired. And Stevie was hanging out in the back room of the suite, like the bedroom, and he was just hanging out there, and I said, oh, I really want to meet him, like, I'm a huge fan, and so they let me go back, and
yeah,
it smells really good, just for the record, like, oh my god.
Yeah, he's a pretty sharp-looking guy, and he's really funny, like, he's, you know, for whatever I've ever heard him, he just seems really funny.
He is really funny, and he's really sweet, and I let him get away with, like, you're not really supposed to pet a guide dog when they're in harness. But he just started petting her, and I was like, I am not going to tell this man no. If he wants to pet her for the rest of the night, he can.
That's a really great picture.
And I told him, like, I'm a singer, and can I sing with you? Because that's kind of my thing. Like, I guess I could have gotten a picture. Well, I did get a picture as well, but I guess I could have gotten an autograph or something. But I said, can I sing with you? He said, well, actually, I'm about to leave, but I'll be around tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I see you tomorrow, we can do something. And I was just like,
jam along. Yeah, so that's how you ended up meeting him outside, which looked like there was a lot of people around trying to get his attention right when you came up to him. But, you know, you guys had the pre-plan, so when you ran into him, I guess he was like, okay, here's my friend Jessica, and yeah, let's jam.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Like, all the next day, I went to, like, all my sessions and everything, and I was just like, okay, when am I going to see him? Like, I know he's going to be here. When am I going to see him? And then I ended up seeing him later that night at a party by the pool, and that was where that was taken. And yeah, I just saw him and I said, hey, I saw you last night, and I was the girl who wanted to sing with you. And actually, it was kind of sweet though, because we actually sang twice. And the first time, I had this little digital recorder that I was recording stuff on, and the first time we did it, my recorder didn't work. I thought it was turned on and it wasn't, and so I was, like, about ready to cry. And so then we just walked up to him and we said, oh, like, my recorder didn't work. Can we do it again? And he's like, absolutely. And he was just so cool about it. And we did it again.
Oh, and that's awesome. Oh, my God. So you did similar songs both times. Yeah, well, I mean, that was good in a way, because then he had a feel for singing along with you. Like, as you will hear in a sec here, it's like he kind of goes up high and low, and you guys sort of compliment each other towards the end. So it was really neat, and it was really sweet of him to do that. And it just shows you what kind of guy he is, really, you know.
He's absolutely a genuine guy. He's probably, like, all that, you know, positivity that he sings about in his songs is exactly who he is.
Yeah. Well, as a bonus, when we remix this show, because everyone knows I like to re-edit and remix my shows, we're going to throw in a special Stevie Live track. So we're going to dig into the Innervisions period and add a bonus track.
Me, you say yeah! Yeah!
But anyway, let's drop that. Then towards the end, we're going to ask Jessica to sing for us. So holy moly, what an exciting night. Go, I'm David Love Jones. That's Jessica live from Nanaimo. Here is Jessica and Stevie Wonder live.
As the Milky Way,
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe? Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Incredible performance. You, India Arya, the second time.
And down to Sun Up from February 20th.
Media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
What a great jam that is with you and Stevie. Oh my God, that's just incredible.
That was a moment, absolutely. Yeah,
no, it's inspiring for sure, you know. We've still got to play your original jam, the Desiree. We'll play that a little bit later. First, let's go now to the incredible performance. You, India Arya, the second time at the Commodore in 2009, I guess this one was. But
yeah,
it's really neat the way that she does the intro, and she knew who you were, and just the way she just let you go to your thing on the stage, and she's holding your hand. It's also sweet, you know. You can actually see that one on YouTube. If you put in Jessica Rathwell, India Arya, you'll come up.
Yes, it's on YouTube. The title of it says God is Real Part 1.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody out there, if you want to see Jessica live in person, all you got to do is go to YouTube and you can, in fact, there's even that Canadian Idol that you did the audition and then they're like, you're going to Toronto.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, jumping up and down.
That was a pretty cool little moment. All right, well, listen, let's check out the India Arya and then we can play India Arya from her album. Is it from 2003? I happen to have it on vinyl here on Voyage to India. The album and God is Real, the final track, actually. Yeah, that's a pretty good album, hey?
It's a sweet album. Voyage to India is pretty amazing. I mean, Little Things, Can I Walk With You, God is Real, like,
it's got some
moments. Many standout tracks on there. Like.
Absolutely. Well, first, from the Commodore Ballroom from 2009, Jessica and India Arya. Here on African Rhythms. Of course, it's 101.9 FM UBC Radio. We're up here in the University of British Columbia, CITR.ca. You can podcast, tune in right there.
nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. In the little things and the joy they bring. That you're gonna be a little late. Pure as a kiss on a cheek and a word that everything will be okay. Call in the morning for my little sister singing to me happy birthday. In the quest for fortune and fame, don't forget about the simple thing. It's the little things and the joy they bring. Is lost sight of my goals. I do this for the love of music, not for the glitter and gold. Got everything that I prayed for, even a little more. When I asked to learn humility, this is what I was told. It's the little things and the joy they bring. It's the little things.
Something to tell you, you should know. I've just couldn't wait for not another day. I love you for more than words can ever say. Honey, so more
And that is the incredible Incognito. What a phenomenal, talented band. That's from, what, 5-7 years ago, Jessica? Incognito, definitely soul class, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, major soul class. And you know what? I'm just discovering new tracks on this album now. I'm from 2002, Who Needs Love, Incognito, the best in British soul and modern day, if you will.
It's so funny how we do that. We buy an album and it comes out like years before, and then we discover like standout tracks from it years later. But yeah, Incognito, I mean.
Definitely class. And then before that, soul icons, without a doubt. Of course, that's the fantastic Otis Redding.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, that was his, I suppose, some of that stuff on the Dock of the Bay would be some of his, I mean, although not all of it, some of it would be his final material. So, of course, that's why you don't get to see any of those tracks, Otis singing them live, because he died so shortly after, you know.
Yes, Otis Redding, like I was just saying to you off the record, that like nobody sings pain like Otis Redding. I mean, I can remember going through things and relationship things and just like, or just human things and just having dreams to remember and pain in my heart. All these just on repeat, like
yeah, it certainly soothes the soul, you know, just what incredible soul singing like that, without a doubt. And, you know, the setup for playing the Incognito is we're going to drop Jessica's version of Desiree, and You Gotta Be, and that's what it's called?
That's what it's called. You'll probably recognize it. It's a 90s classic.
Yeah. Okay, we got an unreleased track that you made?
It's a great song. I know. It was such a big hit in the 90s, and then, like...
Yeah.
I just kind of was, like, thinking, oh, what song should I cover? And then I found out I had a track of that one, and I was like, totally, I mean, it's positive. It's just a fabulous song. I made it for a class, my audio production class, so if there's any production glitches... you can just blame me.
Oh, no problem. Well, I'm going to get my friend. Yeah, well, no, that's totally fine. Later, folks, once Jessica comes to Vancouver from Nanaimo, we're going to I'm going to get some kind of a band together that we can do some live version of this. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm stoked about coming back. I mean,
yeah.
For that, among other reasons, but... I'm coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be in your city soon.
Jess will be coming to Van City soon. All right. Well, this is Jessica Rathwell and You Gotta Be.
Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, I'll say today. Harrow what your mother said, read the books your father read. Try to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, some may take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wider. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, I'll say today. Don't ask no questions, it goes on without you. Leaving you behind, you can't stop the pain. The world keeps changing, can't stop it if you try to. It's possible to stay here, and you will obtain. Yeah, yeah. Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, yeah, yeah, yeah. God, you gotta be bad, bold. You gotta be wise, bold. God, you gotta be wise. Don't have a chance. God, you be cool. God, you be calm. All I know is love was there today. God, you be bad, bold. God, you be bold. God, you be strong. Don't ever change. God, you be cool. God, you be calm. You gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
So CITR 101.9 FM. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you've been listening to African Rhythms. My special guest, Jessica Rathwell, and she's out there and from Nanaimo, British Columbia, on the whole show. We had some fun, hey?
We had definitely lots of fun.
There's no doubt. Well, I mean, how can you not have fun? Been able to fit all. I brought way more stuff than I was able to play. But anyway, no, that was a nice Desiree cover. I really enjoyed that. That was a really nice track.
Yeah, it was fun doing that. It was good times. I had to do it for class, like I said, and I was just kind of looking through my karaoke tracks and thinking, first of all, what can I sing and what has a good message? And I found Desiree, and I was like, you know what? That is it. So
That is a good one. So that brings us to the other feature of the night. It's always a joy to hear you sing on our last show. Let's see, Until You Come Back to Me, is that what you did last time? I can't remember.
That's what I did, Until You Come Back to Me, of course.
Okay, well, what were you thinking this time? What could you bless this beautiful show with this time?
Well, since the show has been a little bit gospel-inspired this time with, you know, God is real, I thought I would do a little bit of His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic. Who did this track?
Well, it's a gospel classic, but
I think Mahalia
Jackson covered it. It's probably most notably in our generation covered by Lauryn Hill and Tanya Blount in the movie Sister Act 2.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's a classic song, and, I mean, Tanya and Lauryn ripped it up.
Yeah.
I thought I would try it.
Fantastic.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven that's home? 'Cause Jesus is my fortune, a constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I know He watches me. Nothing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know it is, and I know He watches right on over me.
Wow, no, that was really awesome, Jess. I really enjoyed that, and thank you so much. No, that was heartfelt, Jessica. Yeah, definitely heartfelt. You know, and spiritual, I would say, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic. I mean, we had a fantastic show together, and we're going to keep in better touch now.
Absolutely. Now we're all hooked up on the Facebook, and
yeah, we're back. We're back in tune with each other.
We did MSN because it was just
Well, definitely next time I have a jam at my shop, people of real talent are jamming. Like, Leslie's friends with this woman, Amanda, from L.A., and she's the daughter of the leader of Rufus. So, she's a fantastic singer, so I totally want to introduce you to her. Yeah, no, we're gonna push ahead, and we're gonna get you to perform this Desiree song live. That's my goal, for sure.
Awesome. When I'm back in the Van City, which should be in the next few months.
Excellent. Oh, now you're graduated and you're moving on with your life. Awesome.
That's right. I'm graduating in April, and I am moving like
Well, you know, you're still the best talents I've ever found out of Nanaimo, British Columbia, that's for sure.
Awesome. I mean, there's lots of talented people in Nanaimo, don't get me wrong. I mean,
yeah,
I got lots of friends who do amazing things out here. So the scene's here, but...
Well, you hook me up with the ones that are on the soulful, jazzy, or Latin tip, for sure.
All right, I will.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to go out with from the Poet album, Bobby Womack, back from the 80s. Just a wonderful song. Yeah, we'll be going to get this up on the podcast for you all out there. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, we're listening to African Rhythms. Any final words or shout-outs, Jessica?
Oh, just shout-out to all my friends listening. Just to all my friends listening from everywhere, all around the world. Just thanks for listening. And to all my CSUN people who are going to be there this year, because I'm going to be there this year. Maybe I'll see Steve again. But anyway, shout-out to all my people who are on the Twitter, tweeting on hashtag CSUN12. I'm so excited. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I definitely... Yeah, I hope we can do this again. It's super fun.
For sure. No, I really enjoyed doing it with you, Jess. Well, to all you people out there.
Absolutely.
I will be back next week. Tune in online to podcast the show. So, and to all you people out there, peace, love, and positivity, right?
That's right. Peace and positivity.
Awesome. Okay, well, until next time, I'm David Love Jones, and you've been listening to African Rhythms. Thanks again, Jess.
Thanks.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm there, I'm broke. She's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. Skeletons come out of the closet.